brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It's already Thursday. These weeks are going by like minutes now. Used to be a week was a week, then it felt like a day, then an hour, then a minute, next a second. It is Thursday, the 24th day of May, 2007. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours in defense of our constitutional republic and in defense of human liberty worldwide for all of our listeners across the planet and the seven seas. Welcome to this transmission against tyranny. We've got Ron Paul scheduled to join us next Tuesday. Today, the presidential candidate, today we have his campaign chairman, campaign director, Kent Snyder, is scheduled to be joining us a little bit later today. And so is Greg Powell. Let's talk about a host of global issues from oil prices to the war in Iraq, the BBC/ABC News/ best-selling author of Armed Madhouse and the Best Democracy Money Can Buy is scheduled to join us an hour and a half from now. We will have open phones. There are so many news stories, so many issues, so many things happening. Whatever subject you want to talk about, whatever news piece you want to talk about, you agree with me about something, you have a question, a comment, you disagree, 1-800-259-9231. President Bush has announced that he's a dictator, but frankly, everyone's missing the boat on this yet again. They declare an emergency every year. They've been doing it since 1933, and so he can act as a dictator now, not once an emergency is declared. And this is the first time that we've had public declarations of this, and the first time they've actually funded the military to carry it out physically on a mass scale. I mean, I heard Jerome Corsi last night, God bless him, Dr. Corsi, on Coast to Coast AM. I was turned the radio on here at the office about 12:45 at night just to see what was on, and sure enough, there he was talking about Bush now having these martial law powers. And he's correct, but it's much worse than that. I rarely lobby to get on Coast to Coast AM, but I think I'm going to call George Norrett today and say, I need to come on your show. I need to go over the full import of this. Paul Watson wrote a great story yesterday about it containing some of the info, but it's such a big subject, we may do a part two on that. I mean, he is announcing himself to be a dictator. He is King George W. Bush, Emperor, first Emperor of the United States, and he'll probably leave office, and then the power is handed to Hillary. But it's all part of this ongoing process. So I would love to hear from you on that subject at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. The websites, of course, are prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, infowars.net, jonesreport.com, prisonplanet.tv. For those that aren't on the Internet or those that don't spend a lot of time on it, you're probably tired of me talking about dig.com, D-I-G-G.com, but it's hundreds of times bigger than Drudge Report. We can reach millions of new people by getting on their main page, and here, you know, they claim it's a digital democracy where if people vote a story up, it goes to the main page. Dig, 5 months ago, admittedly, in January, put out a release saying they were censoring Prison Planet, claiming that Prison Planet was, quote, spam. They said our stories were fake, our stories weren't real, that we were like The Onion, and that we were spamming them. No, we have a lot of listeners and a lot of readers, and they're active, and that's what your site's supposedly all about. Different big Republican and other sites like horserace.com or something, I mean, they've all, I printed it out here, they've got Ron Paul's picture and the 20-something candidates in both parties. They just call him spammer and say they don't even allow you to vote for him. It's the same thing with us. They just say arbitrarily, no, you don't count. It's all made up. You're just a fad. You're banned. So I want to talk about that too some when we get back.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Greg Palast is joining us later, as well as the campaign director of Congressman Ron Paul's presidential campaign. Again, the congressman is scheduled to join us from Texas coming up next Tuesday after the holiday. Let me just jump into the news right now. We'll also have open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. Remember back in 2002, I've got to dig up those radio shows because I probably said it 300, 400, 500 times. I mean, I know it's got to be over 300 times because as they built up for the war in 2001, 2002, 2003, I've said every day pretty much what was going to happen, that our government was going to go into Iraq, build permanent bases, break the country in three parts, and then bring in international I-4, UN, and NATO troops after I predicted 5 years and, quote, declaring that we had failed and that we couldn't do it, and then handing it over to the UN as the saviors. Now, I'm not tooting my horn. It's that when I talk about something, I want people to really pay attention. It's like martial law and Bush being a dictator. We've been talking about this ever since I got on the radio, ever since I got on air 13 years ago, not because I'm even that smart, but because I have the government documents. I happen to have stumbled into what was going on. I happened to have already been a history buff to some extent and knew what governments had done in the past, so I already knew what to look for. And we're in deep trouble. And frankly, it makes my head spin sometimes that Jerome Corsi can suddenly just pop up and announce that the president's now a dictator and it's massive international news. Maybe people are just ready now to believe the truth, but I've got a lot of other knowledge about this that people need to know. It's frankly much worse. And it's admittedly much worse. But we should be glad that people like Jerome Corsi, who just a year or two ago was saying basically nuke the whole Middle East, turn it into a parking lot, and the greatest threat in the world is Islamist jihadist, is now saying the big threat is martial law and the New World Order. And I think he genuinely has woken up, and he's even said on this show that he's looking at 9/11 now as being an inside job. I mean, if we can convert people like Jerome Corsi and people like Bruce Willis, which has now happened, by the way, it shows that we're having a major effect. The truth is cutting through the propaganda. It is cutting through the brainwashing. But when I get up here and I tell you what the plan is for Iraq, it's because I have the Israeli 83 plan, I have the Pentagon 2000 plan and 2002 plan, and I'm just reading off what they're saying they're going to do. I mean, there was never any debate. It was all stated. Let me explain something to neocon listeners that are tuning in freaked out right now. This is all public. And I know that you want to have a simple life and you want to have everything black and white and you want to think that we're the good guys and they're the bad guys. Let me give you a newsflash. The Saudi Arabians are totally degenerate and evil. We're degenerate and evil. That is our government, our leaders, our owners. The Israelis are unbelievably corrupt. The Russians are unbelievably corrupt and wicked. The British are unbelievably wicked. The Germans are involved in every form of wickedness you can imagine. The Japanese are. The Chinese probably take the cake. The Mexicans are unbelievably corrupt and backward. It's all bad, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to the people in high places. That's what the Bible tells you. And surprise, surprise, it's right. And so our problem is government. And our problem is that wicked people always get in positions of power. So the Founding Fathers' solution, the Founding Fathers' answer to that was to limit the size of government and to limit the size of its mechanisms and limit the size of its arms so it couldn't do a lot of damage. I mean, I'm standing on the shoulders of Greek philosophers and our Founding Fathers and English statesmen and French philosophers and historians and Italian, you know, genuine political masterminds like Machiavelli. I've just studied what they said, and lo and behold, they were right, ladies and gentlemen. And so I know exactly how things work. I know exactly what the New World Order is going to do. It's all right there, like an open book to me. And I look at the general public stumbling around, being caught in all these snares, not knowing what's going on. Literally, it's like you're blind, you're deaf, you don't know how to read the language written directly on the wall in front of you. And that's what blows me away each and every day, is that I'm not that smart, and this stuff's easy. I mean, you can get into all the fine minutia of how they're doing and how they operate and the complexities of their governmental command structure, and that is complex. But just to understand, the government's completely corrupt. You can't believe a thing they say. They're totally evil. They commit more crimes than all civilians, as they call us, combined. And it's all now going pell-mell, helter-skelter, over the edge of the cliff right now. In the scheme of historical developments, let's say the country is a runaway train in 1913, the private banks take over. And it's a runaway freight train going 100 miles an hour through mountain passes, and it's rocking on the rails, it can fly off at any moment, and it just speeds up and speeds up and speeds up, and we can't believe that it's still staying on the tracks. But we left the tracks a couple years ago, but that in the scheme of time, that's only a few milliseconds, and we are now going off the edge of the cliff. Under the locomotive and the cars behind it, and the caboose has already left the cliff, and we are just flying out over the Rocky Mountains down 2,000 feet in the bottom of a gorge. I mean, that's where we're at right now. And I'm sitting here with, my stomach in my throat. You know, when you drive over a big hill or you bungee jump or whatever, you know, you feel like that, you know, that pit of your stomach's up in your throat. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at this going, oh, my God, brace for impact. The general public busy putting makeup on or applying stylish clothes or, you know, going around partying. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do some of that, but you got to get balanced here. I mean, you spend all your time doing that instead of even being informed. Don't you want to be informed? Don't you want to know what's going on in the world? Don't you want to understand things? Don't you want to be empowered and in the driver's seat in your own life? Or do you just like being fooled by the fake Republicans and the fake Democrats who are on the same team? Let me just run through the news I've got in front of me. Bush may turn to UN in search for Iraq solution. If troop surge fails, strategy is to involve other nations under UN umbrella. Now, what did I say? Probably 500 times. I don't. In fact, listeners, I know there's millions of you, and you've got recordings of my old shows, and I don't have the staff to do this. Will you please go back to 2002, 2003? The best way to do it is just the eve of the war. In fact, I could do this. We could just go to the day before we attacked, the day we attacked, and when I say we, the globalist, I don't get out of their mind control either. We always say we're attacking, we're doing this, we're doing that. No, we're being drug around like a pimp drags a whore by the hair when she isn't behaving. Okay? And actually, we can just go find the archives. I know the network's probably still got them. I know they're all over the web of mid-March 2003, and you can just... I was screaming, this is what's going to happen. We're going to go in. I just did it again. The globalists using us as their muscle, while they blow out our economy and run up our debts, are going to use us as their Hessian mercenaries, to go in, take over, break the country in three parts, build permanent bases, then we will be seen as occupiers, the foreign press owned by the New World Order, owned by Murdoch. He attacks us overseas, where he's got even bigger media holdings. We'll be demonized, we'll be badmouthed, we'll be the bad guys. And then after 4 to 10 years, I said, I don't know because they don't specifically say, but I said, within a period of time, we'll be globally discredited. The EU will be the new savior as the new central system of the UN. And suddenly the euro will rise at that very same time. Our economy will go into third worldom and a UN force will go into Iraq. And the UN force will then be seen as the liberators. And I said, our own government, our military, the Mossad and MI6 will then stop staging terror attacks. This is before we invaded, by the way. I mean, I do deserve just a little bit of respect because I'm able to take all their documents and fuse it and figure out what they're going to do because some of it wasn't tacitly stated. And then they will stir up a strategy of tension. Actually, it was stated. P2OG, Pentagon plan to stimulate terror attacks. And then they're going to remove that. They can turn it off like a spigot, ladies and gentlemen. They can reduce it by 95% by snapping their fingers. See, we couldn't just go in and turn the lights on, get the water going, and leave because of the hundreds of billions every few months and no-bid weapons contracts and all the rest of it. You know, it's also a big profit center. And then we're discredited globally. The EU and the UN are seen as the good guys. They come in. The terrorism's flipped off like a switch. And now America's demonized. And, oh, the EUC, they can fix it. And that's exactly what I said would be done. And that's exactly what you're now going to see in the next few years. Bush may turn to UN in search for Iraq solution if troop surge fails strategy to involve other nations under UN umbrella, the London Guardian. Today, how long, how many times does it take for you to see this unfold? I'm talking to neocons out there and liberals until you figure out that you're being played like a fiddle. How long until you join the winning team, that's the people fighting the New World Order. There is no left and right. There's anti-New World Order and pro-New World Order. Choose sides.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you turn away to? And what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn away? I see a message from the government, like every day. I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a summer or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, cause I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never fit to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
Welcome back. It's hard to cut off Paris, isn't it? One more line.
Now ask yourself who's the one with the most to gain. Oh, 9-11 couldn't stand his name. Now even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow, wave the flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers
rise. Absolutely, bring these dragons to their knees.
It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them.
We don't have a choice, ladies and gentlemen.
Take away your rights to freedom.
So basically, what they do with the Iraq war is they lie to us and tell us that we'll be out within 6 months guaranteed, promise the troops, when their own battle plans said at least 30 years. Okay? I mean, actual declassified government battle plans, 30 years military occupation. And then they tell the public, oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. We'll be back in 6 months. And then now we have people starting their fifth tours over 4+ years now in the country. So folks starting their fifth tours. And it's just going to go on and on and on. And then it'll become a UN operation. They'll cut back some of the terrorism, but still keep some of it enough to have the excuse to keep UN forces there who can then carry out little ethnic fights and ethnic cleansing operations and, you know, the forced sterilization and the poisoning of the water and the fluoridation and all the modernization that it's so important for the Arabs to have. Of course, we have PNAC documents where Dick Cheney talks about using race-specific bioweapons on the Arabs, but then complaining that, well, it'll kill Jews, too, that happen to be Semitic. Who happened to be Sephardic, like Aaron Russo is Sephardic. It would actually kill him. He's actually is Jewish. They won't kill the 80% who are predominantly of a European derivation. But and that is, if they use a bioweapon on the Arabs, it'll wipe out a bunch of Jews in Israel and would spread worldwide, of course. We'll probably get into a lot of the Oriental population because that's what the Arabs are, is a Caucasian/Asian hybrid. But we are already now getting away from the subjects at hand here. We'll leave Iraq if they ask us. We'll leave Iraq if they ask us, Bush is saying in a press conference he gave today. If they ask us, the puppet-appointed government, I mean, if you believe that that was an election over there, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Okay, that is the most ridiculous propaganda ever. If they had a real election over there, it'd be the hardcore radical Shiites, period, which the media calls Al-Qaeda, which is the opposite of Al-Qaeda. Sunni is not Shia. Complete opposite. But again, if the committee chairman don't know that, you know the public doesn't know that. The CIA must be laughing all the way to the FEMA camp here. And we need to have the UN come in. The Bush administration is developing plans to internationalize the Iraq crisis, including an expanding role for the United Nations as a way to reduce overall U.S. responsibility for Iraq's future and limited domestic political fallout for the war as the 2008 election season approaches. So they put it into a process where 4 years, 2 months, 3 months later, and in a few years it'll be U.N. forces backed up by U.S. and it'll just kind of fade off into the sunset and it'll just be like Serbia where we've still got troops, or Macedonia, or Germany. It'll just go on and on and on. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more vital news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grape seed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Coming up, BBC, ABC News reporter, best-selling author Greg Palast will be joining us to talk about oil prices, how that's being rigged at the pumps. We have the actual oil company documents. We'll also be getting into the Iraq war going on now for over 4 years. We'll have open phones before Palast joins us, though, from noon to 12:30. Right now we're joined by Kent Snyder. He is the chairman of the Ron Paul for President campaign. He's also the head of the campaign itself, the campaign director. You can check out the campaign website at ronpaul2008.com. We have links to it up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. By the way, we have a great new article out on prisonplanet.com today that is made up of the last few years of interviews with Ron Paul, some of the most notable quotes and comments from the war to the New World Order to the plunging dollar. You name it, just amazing information on the congressman. It's great. In fact, I've seen big Democratic websites posting it and conservative sites going, "I didn't know this about him. He's great. That's it. I'm sending him campaign contributions." I want Ken Snyder to know this. I know the congressman knows this, that my great listeners, and I just want to thank all of you, are out there really taking action on the Internet. We are the strongest brigade in this army in the fight to try to get a true constitutionalist in as the president. He actually has a chance to win ladies and gentlemen. And that's why the media, the control corporate media, is in overdrive right now trying to spin this. And Kent Snyder, of course, was there helping with the campaign in 88 when Ron Paul ran as a libertarian for president, and he is now there as Ron Paul runs as a Republican for the party's nomination. And if he wins, he can beat Hillary Clinton. Kent Snyder, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Kent, let's just go, I mean, out of the gates here to what the mainstream media is trying to do. Big neocon websites, fake liberal sites everywhere that supposedly track the race aren't even allowing him to be voted on now. They put big posts up saying he's a spammer, so he's banned. That's not the case. He's got the support. This type of slander is being used to try to restrict the people's will. How do we get through this this roadblock?
Well, I think we keep doing what we're doing and show that the to these folks that support for Dr. Paul is genuine, it's real, it's growing. I get this all the time anymore. In fact, today during the press conference, I was quizzed by some CNN reporters and a few others asking about this very subject you bring up this at this moment. And I said, you know, what I don't understand is that you're dismissing the support. You're acting as if the support out there for Dr. Paul is by phantoms. These people are real. They use the internet. They use technology to express their support. You guys, the networks like Fox News during the South Carolina debate, you touted this so-called online poll. You advertised it. You kept promoting it time and time again during the run-up to the debate, during the debate. And when your candidate or the candidate you didn't want won, then you dismissed it. So it's very frustrating, but I think most people see just how obvious a tactic it is on their part.
Well, there's two parts to this. Of course, there's more than that, but two main parts. Number one, they claim, well, if he's showing 1, 2, 3% in the national polls, how can he be winning every online poll? It's two different worlds. You've got the informed population that's on the web, that's tuning out TV and mainline newspapers, that is becoming the majority that knows about Ron Paul, and you've still got the couch potatoes that are still mesmerized by CNN and Fox News, but now they're learning about Ron Paul, and when they get a chance to see him, they're resonating. That's number one. But then number two, what, out of 30-plus national polls, he's only listed in five of them, and it's the same with state polls. They're not even allowing him on the field in most of the polls, so of course he's not going to show up.
Yeah, and that, you bring up some great points. And in addition to what you mentioned, the news has been talking for the last year or two about, because of their changes in society, about people not participating in polls. In other words, they're not being asked. I mean, the major pollsters have been complaining that the terrain is changing because of the internet, because of technology, and because of lifestyles, cell phones, instant messaging, caller ID, etc. Now people aren't being called. The pollsters themselves are saying that they're having a difficult time finding people, getting a hold of people. So that's another dimension.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head, and I guess that's really the key. So it is three here. Literally, most of Americans have tuned out. They've decided it's all bought and paid for both parties. And so basically, the majority that had tuned out and turned loose and basically given up is coming back to the table now because of Ron Paul. And that's what I'm seeing in the posts and the comments and the emails all over the internet on mainstream sites. I'm seeing that Democrats who were saying, I wasn't going to vote anymore because the Democrats are warmongers bought and paid for. Republicans who said the whole field is a joke, they're coming back. We're seeing a real populist constitutionalist here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I get those sorts of messages and phone calls all the time, which is quite encouraging. And I mean, that is something that people like yourself and your listeners and us and others are recognizing. Keep in mind, though, that the press, traditionally in America, the press is usually about 2 to 3 or 5 years late in recognizing trends in American society, culture, fashion, business, technology, medicine, etc. For some reason, it just seems to, not seems to me, I've seen studies on this, where the press is just late, and I think they're late on this subject.
Well, I agree with that, but also they try to suppress trends and they act like they don't know about them until it's just so widely accepted they've got to then act like they were always with us.
No, I agree with that. I'm not dismissing that there's not some sort of orchestrated effort to either suppress or promote their own candidate, but when you consider it, those two reasons, why listen to these people anymore?
Aaron Russo, who I know is a good friend of mine, also a good friend of the congressman's, I was talking to him just a few days ago, and he said he talked to the congressman, and, I mean, obviously Ron's really intelligent on his own right, and I would imagine you guys don't want to give up too much of the strategy, but I think that if Ron Paul counterattacks Giuliani and says, hey, I want 30 seconds, and really gets aggressive, which I know he's capable of, and brings up, hey, Giuliani, you've made $50 million off 9/11. Hey, Giuliani, most of the firefighters say you did a really bad job covering up the dust. Hey, Giuliani, how dare you wrap yourself in the mantle of 9/11? I mean, I think if he goes after Giuliani or goes after Giuliani on gun control or taxes, I mean, I think if he attacks Giuliani, that will cause another big eruption. I mean, does that sound like a good angle to you?
No, I think it is an angle, and I think that people are actually picking it up on their own. But to your point, this morning, just about an hour and a half ago, we had a press conference at the National Press Club in Washington. There is already an article out on the Washington Post today, which people can look up. And the title of the article is U.S. Candidate Paul Assigns Reading to Giuliani. And Dr. Paul, in a very, I guess, respectful but not firm and forceful way, told the public today that Rudy Giuliani needs to learn about American foreign policy. And he probably needs to learn about several other subjects, as you just got through listening. But this morning, Dr. Paul strongly suggested to Mr. Giuliani, look, you need to read, you need to learn, you try to present yourself as a 9/11 expert, as a security expert. You don't know anything about it, and stop saying that you do.
Now, obviously, we've got a lot of listeners. I'm a 9/11 truther. We believe there's a lot of suspicious things coming up, going on. We know that Ron Paul has said that he thinks there should be a new real investigation, and many members of Congress agree with that. And I know this is a big political hot potato. And I mean, to be clear, Ron Paul's talking about the whole general foreign policy. The Pentagon admits that being over there does stimulate real organic resistance, which is then called terrorism. And to have Giuliani then deny that really is denying reality. But then it also upsets a lot of 9/11 truthers, because the media has been interpreting it as saying that Ron Paul is, you know, specifically taking a position on 9/11. I mean, I think it's clear that Ron Paul is politically taking the safe position here, and a position based in reality. When you just talk about suicide bombings and, you know, a woman going on an Israeli bus and stabbing, you know, 18 people or whatever, can you comment on that?
Well, you know, Dr. Paul's main issue, as you just mentioned, is foreign policy, and how 50 years of American foreign policy makes America less safe, not more safe, as Giuliani and others contend. He explains it. He's very educated on the subject. He's been a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee for many years. He studied it. This is a very important issue for him. He always believes that the most important issue that any member of Congress or the U.S. government has is to decide whether or not to send American citizens in harm's way. So he takes it very, very seriously. And he knows the issues. And he's not afraid, as he demonstrated in South Carolina, to buck the trend and to state the truth as it is, and to let people, even if it makes them uncomfortable, so be it, because there's too much at stake. So his main issue is American foreign policy, and how that has made America less safe and is actually bad for the countries that we're meddling in.
Well, up on PrisonPlanet.com right now, we do have multiple articles that are coming out concerning Ron Paul and his press conference today with the head of the Bin Laden unit. So even if you, let's just say we buy the official story of 9/11 for the for debate here, and the government saying, let's give up all our rights, let's go attack all these nations, the CIA, even inside the official story, is saying that this makes this stimulates more terrorism, more resistance, and makes Americans less safe. So on its face, the war on terror makes us less safe.
Exactly, and that's the very point that Michael Scheuer, who was the former chief of the Bin Laden unit at the CIA, I mean, people have to understand that Michael Scheuer was the number one man in the U.S. government to know more about Bin Laden, to know his history, his all of his background, his intentions, his location, everything. He was the number one man in the entire U.S. government. That was his charge. He was on the ground in Afghanistan. He was the head of that unit during Clinton's time and a couple of years into Bush's time. And that's exactly what he said, completely apolitical. From my job as a professional who knows Bin Laden probably better than any American, this is why he's motivated to do what he does. It doesn't excuse it. It doesn't make it right at all. But this is why he does it. It's like, for example, as Dr. Paul said, if someone commits murder, it doesn't excuse the act of murder. In fact, it's heinous and it's deplorable. But the very first thing that investigators do is try to investigate why the person did it. It doesn't excuse it, but why the murderer did his act. And that's
if the guy murdered somebody because he found his wife in bed with another man, he's probably going to get a year in prison instead of the death penalty.
Right, right. But we have to understand our enemies and what's going on, and that's what Dr. Paul is saying, that's what Mike Scheuer is saying, that's what all these other experts in the intelligence community are saying, because that's what they said and have been saying to the political folks in Washington. Unfortunately, a lot of our intelligence professionals were set aside for political opportunism.
I tell you, I don't know how Giuliani and Bush and others are going to deal with this when their own CIA starts coming out, as they've already written, and saying this policy makes us less safe. But the Pentagon's not dumb. They have P-20G, the plan written up in 2002, to go invade Iraq, to actually stir up more resistance and actually export revolution and try to turn the whole Middle East into a cauldron, actually make Saudi Arabia fall to Muslim extremists, so the military-industrial complex has an excuse to go in there. Frankly, I don't think the Pentagon and Bush are even dumb. They know this is good for business to widen conflicts.
Oh, sure. It feeds right into the military-industrial complex. I mean, most people know, if they just take a moment and think about it, it is now clear that the intention to go into Iraq, to take out Saddam Hussein, to take over Iraq, was the first order of business when George Bush took office, and this was before 9/11 ever happened. No one ever imagined that was going on. But unfortunately, when you have nations that build empires, whether it's today or 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago, this is the same result happens. The nations who try to become an empire can't afford it. They go broke. They create a lot of misery, and unfortunately, that's what's happening.
You're absolutely right, but it doesn't matter if the nations go bankrupt, because we've already seen the corporations that claim that they're pro-America and wrap themselves in the flag literally scurrying like rats leaving a sinking ship, evacuating the United States. I mean, look at Halliburton going to Dubai. I mean, that's scary. Does that concern you? And again, we're talking to Ron Paul's campaign director and campaign chairman, Ken Snyder.
Yeah, it does, and it really goes to a very important point, and that is these people, these multinational corporations, the people who run them, I'm convinced that they don't see the United States as their country. They simply consider the United States as one spoke in their wheel, as I call it, their wheel of fortune, and their interest is worldwide, their investments are worldwide, and they travel worldwide. They consider themselves to be citizens of the world. And again, America, the United States, is simply one spoke in their wheel of fortune, which is why they want the North American Union, they want a world currency, and the list goes on. This is really how these people think, and that's what they believe.
Well, expanding on that, they don't just use, and you're absolutely right, use the United States as a base of operations without any concern to our sovereignty or any fealty to the country or any allegiance, but they come in and lobby, as Ron Paul has said just this weekend when he gave a speech in Austin in a fundraiser. They actually lobby and control government to extract the middle class's wealth to then transfer it to them to then invest it overseas.
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, Washington, D.C. is, well, there's all sorts of ways of describing it. I typically call it the Twilight Zone. And when you're here and you look around and you see what's going on, I mean, everybody would have their own name for it. But this actually goes on. I tell people that when you come to Washington, D.C. and you go out to the airports and you look at the tarmac, and there are several $25, $30, $40 million corporate aircraft. These people come to Washington, D.C. not to wave the flag. They come to do business, and they expect something for their investment. And so when they land at Reagan National or Dulles or Baltimore and come into D.C. On their chauffeured cars, they are here for business.
Absolutely, until they get back to the hotels of the hookers at night.
That's another subject, yes.
Yes, they're ubiquitous like water fountains. I mean, D.C. is like a modern Babylon, is it not now?
Oh, I think it is. I think it's even worse. I mean, it's well, I could go on and on about it, but unfortunately, what goes on here does affect so many people in the United States first, and unfortunately, it affects people around the world as well. And it just seemed like a feeding frenzy in terms of trying to get something for nothing, trying to use power for their own individual ends, and it's just not a good place.
We're about to break, and I just want to do 4 or 5 minutes on the other side till this hour ends with Kent Schneider with Ron Paul campaign. He is the campaign director and the campaign chairman. The website's ronpaul2008.com or 1-800-RON-PAUL to donate or to support. I want to come back and just talk about electioneering, how to get people involved, how to get Ron Paul to win the Republican primaries, what that strategy is. And obviously we know that there's going to be more and more attack pieces. We know they're busy trying to dig up dirt, trying to manufacture things that Ron Paul didn't even write. And I want to talk about strategies to block that. But just in the minute we've got left before the break, what's coming up just in the next few weeks?
Well, Dr. Paul will be Friday. He'll be in studio in Los Angeles. We'll be traveling tomorrow morning to be on the Bill Maher show on HBO Friday night. And that should be an interesting interview since Bill Maher recently said that Ron Paul is his hero. And then Dr. Paul will be back in the district for Memorial Day week because his first obligation is a sitting congressman. And then we'll be getting prepared for the CNN debates on Tuesday the 5th.
Absolutely. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with a final segment with Kent Schneider from Ron Paul 2008.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another kiss. flashing gems and glisten.
RonPaul2008.com. They need volunteers all across the country. They need financial support. 1-800-RON-PAUL, 1-800-RON-PAUL. Final segment with Kent Shinoda, the congressman. We'll join us after the holiday on Tuesday for 30 minutes. I really like what they're doing going after Rudy Giuliani, pointing out that, you know, his claim of a giant war on terror is a fraud. Some of us may not completely agree. You know, it's even worse than just saying our policy makes them attack us. In some cases, we know it goes even further than that with provocateuring and staged events. But bottom line, we know the policy is causing real organic resistance, terrorism, whatever the term you want to use, and he is definitely right on that. Kent Shinoda, we were talking during the break. I don't know how, I don't want to put words in your mouth or, you know, repeat what you said off air to me, but we've all been noticing Ron Paul's getting more aggressive. It seems like he is, when he got ganged up on Fox News, or when O'Reilly tried to gang up on him, he got in O'Reilly's space. What's happening with the congressman? I mean, you did say during the break, still waters run deep. You said some other things, but how much can you say about the metamorphosis of the congressman?
Well, I've known Dr. Paul since 1988 and been a great admirer of his. And so I have seen some changes in Dr. Paul, some very good things. I think they were always there about his traits. Yes, still waters run deep. And I think Dr. Paul, when he gets ganged up, he gets a little defensive or aggressive, which he should, understandably so. But the more important point is I honestly know that Dr. Paul realizes the opportunity that he has, that we all have. It's a very critical time. I believe, and I don't think this is overdramatic, but I believe that we are all a part of making history. I don't know how that's going to play out, but I think we legitimately are. People here in my office, myself, Dr. Paul, and others, we're not that special. We're not that, you know, that big of a deal, if you will.
Well, it does seem to be charmed. It does seem to have something magic about it. There's a spirit about it.
Yes, and I think Dr. Paul understands that, and he sees it, and he's being, he's a real trooper, very energetic. He understands that we have the right message, and I'm just thrilled that he is being energized all the day. I can't hardly keep up with him myself, and, he's older than I am.
Yeah, my dad said, my God, he looks good for 71. He looks like he's 60, and you were telling me during the break he acts like he's 40.
Yes, he does. And anyway, we're encouraged by his leadership and his humbleness and his message and his history that people know him. And he keeps us going. And, I'm just happy to be a part of that.
Well, in an age where they call themselves the honorable this, the honorable that, the authorities, the officials, he just calls himself a humble public servant. And it's such a breath of fresh air. And folks, you know, Republican, Democrat, you won't agree with everything he says, but you know he's better than that disgusting gaggle of Democrats and Republicans. I mean, they're all really shameful, big government, pro-imperial elitist. Even Gravel and Tancredo don't hold a candle to Congressman Ron Paul. We've all got to get behind him. In closing, how are you going to deal with the attempts to manufacture? We've already seen a couple failures at that in the last 2 weeks as the establishment tries to manufacture skeletons.
Well, you know, I guess we take it as a compliment because Len Nofziger and others, Len passed away recently, basically said, you're not doing anything, you're not making any difference unless people are attacking you. So we consider that to be a compliment and as a measure of the effort that Dr. Paul, the campaign, people like yourself and your listeners and others around the country are mobilizing. Our enemies and opponents understand it. And so we welcome those attacks. We'll deal with them one at a time. But we will not change our message.
Thank you for the time. Have a great weekend. I know you'll be working throughout tomorrow and the weekend.
Yes.
And hope to get updates from you every few weeks as this develops. Kent Shinoda, as he said, it is history. The congressman is scheduled Tuesday. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
You bet. RonPaul2008.com. We're at InfoWars.com.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.